Today, 14 December, we are back in Santiago with Eva, which is from the UNPO. I want to ask you, first of all, like, introduce yourself. Tell us about your job.
Okay, my name is Eva Petković. I work for the Unrepresented Nations and Peoples Organization as a program coordinator. And lately, I've been working a lot on issues related to indigenous people. And this is what has brought me to Chile.
Can you tell us more about your mission? Like, how was your trip? And some of your thoughts about this.
Mm-hmm. Well, the first part of my trip was in Santiago. I had many meetings that were arranged in order for me to meet various national institutions, NGOs, as well as international organizations that are based here in Santiago, in order to understand a little bit better about what the different actors are doing in Santiago to further the rights of Mapuche in Chile, and to not only understand what they're doing, but what the situation is like, and to determine new ways for cooperating in this issue area with my own organization, UNPO. The second part of my trip took me to Galvarino, Temuco, and the surrounding area with two Mapuche students, Gloria Calcumil and Germán Caninguante, who were with me, and we met quite a few different people. We first started with the mayor of Galvarino and many of his advisors and other Mapuche that work for different groups from different communities. Then we also witnessed a protest of recuperación, which means the recovery of indigenous lands, and that was a very meaningful experience. And we were able to talk with around 20 or 25 of these protesters, who are, of course, are from Mapuche origin. And then we went to Temuco, where we stayed at a Mapuche cultural center, student center, where we also talked to other members of the various communities in the area.
How do you feel that it was this experience for you, like, as a person, and for your organization?
Mm-hmm. Well, for my organization, it was very meaningful because I think I have gathered quite a bit of new information that will allow us to better understand the situation. And I think it's always important for NGOs as well as international organizations to really have a clear idea of what the political, economic, cultural, social situation is before actually committing to doing certain actions. It can lead to very unintended consequences if you do not understand the people who are there, how they think, how they work, what problems they're facing, and in that way you cause more damage than you do good. So in that sense, I think that my organization will now have a much better idea, not only of the situation, but of also the different possibilities that there are for organizing smaller projects. And although they're small, every little step counts. And I hope that these will in the future bring better change and for the well-being of the Mapuche. As for me personally, it was very meaningful because I think I have seen a side to this world that I have not seen before. I have encountered people I never thought that I would meet, who live very differently from me, who think very differently from me. And that always helps somebody to grow as a person, to become a better individual, a well-rounded person. I think I will go back a slightly changed person. Yes.
Are you planning to come back again?
I mean, at this moment, I think it's too early to say. I hope so. I hope so because I really think that there's a lot of opportunities for UMPO to become more involved. We will see what the future will bring and what our possibilities will be. But I really do hope so.
What is the first step that you're going to do when you come back?
Well, what my intention is to do is to compile the various interviews that I have had in two different forms. One in the form of a report, and one in the form of actual recordings. Because what I wanted is to take these interviews that happen so often between organizations, but actually bring them to the public. Some are in English, some are in Spanish. I plan to mix them together. And I want people to hear these different voices that often happen within closed doors of an office. I think that this is important. And a lot of them have very powerful statements that I think people should hear. Not just the Mapuche, of course the Mapuche as well. I think it's important for them to know that they have allies and friends in Santiago, abroad. But also for the Chilean society. To hear these different perspectives and approaches, and that this isn't a contentious issue. This should be an issue that people talk about freely, publicly, to not be scared, to not be frightened, to sort of uplift this veil, really, of discrimination that I've been hearing so much about in Chile. But I think it's also important for the non-indigenous public outside of Chile to hear about this. Because, as I've said to many people on my trip, I did not know about the Mapuche struggle until I started working for UMPO. And I think it's important to bring this story to the outside world. Not only for the sake of awareness raising, but because awareness raising in itself is so crucial when it comes to gathering support. And without that support, that international crucial support, it is very difficult to achieve change. It is only when you have a critical mass of supporters calling for the rights of the Mapuche in alliance with the Mapuche people themselves. I think that that is when you can really assert pressure on the Chilean government to start adopting concrete measures, despite the difficulties that I've been hearing about that they also face. You know, I don't think that the Chilean government is evil in its actions, but I do think that they face difficulties and they would just rather not deal with them. But if you have supporters calling for change all over the world, then they will be pressed to do something about it.
So how do you see now the Mapuche situation after these 2 weeks being here in Chile, meeting so many people of different organizations and after traveling to the south?
Well, the thing is, I was feeling very optimistic when I was in Santiago because I was under the impression that the people that I talked to were well aware of the situation. They were all in their own ways, within their own competencies, doing various things to improve the situation. From doing studies, making maps of indigenous territories, locating where the foreign and national companies are that are expropriating these lands, to providing all sorts of training for the government, for the police, to writing reports. I mean, they tackle this issue in various ways. So I was feeling very optimistic and hopeful. I was also very optimistic when I was in Galvarino because the mayor of Galvarino is very supportive of the Mapuche cause. It seemed like there is an alliance also with non-indigenous people who support the struggle. And there seems to be a sort of harmony there, despite the difficulties, which is helping to overcome a lot of issues. However, On our second day in the Araucanía region, I started to feel very pessimistic, and I had a very different point of view because we were going to travel to a community in conflict. But the situation, as we were gathering reports from the people within the community who had invited us to come, it seemed that the situation, the conflict situation and the security situation had escalated to the point where those who invited us would not be able to come and pick us up and drive us to the community. It would also be so risky for us to enter the community that we had to make an important decision to not go. When that happens, you start to face a reality that's very different from what I heard in Santiago. Although I was warned, and although many people predicted that this is something that might happen, it was still a very shocking and serious statement that we were not allowed or unable to move freely within the territory of the Chilean state, which is problematic. When your movement is restricted within the state, that says a lot. That says a lot.
Thanks, Eva. We appreciate your time. We want to have you back soon to keep working on this. This is Gloria Calcumil for Mapuche Netherlands.